USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Public hearings in the House impeachment probe will start next week. Talking with reporters at the Capitol, California Democrat Adam Schiff said the first scheduled witness will be State Department officials Bill Taylor and George Kent. Republican Congressman from Ohio Jim Jordan reminds everyone.
We got the transcript where there's no quid pro quo.
After it's just of one witness, though, and there's others that...
After the transcript come out, even Democrat chairman said there's no quid pro quo. We got the two people on the call, President Zelensky, President Trump, who say no pressure, no pushing, no quid pro quo.
We have a vested interest.
We have the fact that the Ukrainians didn't know aid was held up at the time of the call, and the aid was released, and the Ukrainians took no action to get the aid released.
Senator Lindsey Graham believes that the Senate Foreign Relations Committee should investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter over their ties to Ukraine. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh? We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the reinvented Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body and allows maximum airflow. Sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During our fall savings event, enjoy up to $600 off Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets. Find a retailer today at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Minnesota Senator and presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar signed up for the New Hampshire primary on Wednesday and called upon voters to vote for her no-nonsense politics.
If they're tired of the noise and nonsense, they've got a home with me, and that I am someone that has consistently governed by bringing people with me and not by shutting them out.
The New Hampshire primary is the first in the nation. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update on nine American citizens who were murdered in northern Mexico.
An arrest has been made in connection with the brutal murders of nine members of an American family who were traveling through Mexico. Three women and six children were shot and then burned after their vehicles were ambushed by a drug cartel on Monday. The victims part of a fundamentalist Mormon community just south of the border. Mexican law enforcement says the suspect was heavily armed and was holding two hostages when he was captured.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Republican Senator from Kentucky Rand Paul defended his call for media outlets to reveal the name of the Ukraine whistleblower, adding they should come forward. Paul was asked on Fox News to reply to a tweet from the whistleblower's attorney that stated if Congress does not protect his client's anonymity, their safety will be jeopardized.
You know, I don't wish harm on anyone. I've been the victim of political violence not once but twice. I was there at the ball field when Steve Scalise was almost killed. A staff member was 10 feet from me who was shot. I had six of my ribs broken by a hater of President Trump, so I know what political violence is all about. I don't want that at all. But the report was not correct in the sense that the statute says the inspector general can't reveal the name. It says the president should enforce the law, but the person who quoted was disingenuous in what they were saying. The statute says the inspector general can't reveal the name. There's nothing that prevents me from saying it now other than that I want it to be more about the process and less about the person. But there's no law that prevents me from mentioning the name of who's been said to be the whistleblower. And there's something important also. It's called the Constitution. The Sixth Amendment to the Constitution says, if you are going to accuse me of a crime, I get to stare you down in court. That is absolutely part of the Constitution. The statute might say one thing, but I promise you, if there is a trial, you always get to confront your accuser. It's in the Sixth Amendment. It's in the Bill of Rights. There's no way they can stop the defense from asking.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.